Maybe sometimes you have experienced this fact, this point. Because experience, I'm saying for this reason, that in life, life itself is an experience, and the people of understanding, through the experiences of life, learn a lot of things. So for this reason, I'd like to present to you an experience. Now here, very few or very seldom have we seen this, but in our home countries, subcontinent, we've seen it a lot. Rather, it's a lot every time, every hour. Sometimes a person sitting down and suddenly the electricity is lost. The fan stops working, the fridge freezer stops working, and the whole system of life changes. We here are not used to this, but in Pakistan and other countries in Asia, this incident occurs regularly. So the experience here is that what we see, and sometimes if it occurs here that there's a blackout, or if let's say the fuse blows, the main fuse, and it's night time, we're sat down and we're in our room, you're in your room or you're busy in something, and suddenly the electricity is wiped out, eliminated, blacked out. That same house, same room, same place, but suddenly the whole life turns upside down. It's ajeeb, unique. It's like a weird feeling, and a person thinks, huh? What's suddenly happened there? What shall I do? Suddenly it's darkness and I can't see anything. There's darkness. I'm not used to this. And you're used to that home. You know where everything is. But what happens is that if you stand up and walk, then you walk with extreme caution that you don't bump into anything. If you get hold of something, then you start grabbing things or touching things. I don't want to go to the wrong place or hit the wrong thing. And this happens, isn't it, sometimes to us, to you. And then, for example, if you want to eat something, then you go to the kitchen and you put your hands out and you're grabbing around, you're looking for a banana, the apple comes, or if you want the apple and another fruit comes into the hand. If you want to make tea, then the cups go here and the hand hits the cup and it falls onto the ground. And it's like a game. And it's just on one point, it's the same house, the same aql, the same items, everything's there in the house. And the books you put there for reading, and you start looking for the books or other items, and then you go to another extreme. You can't even find a pen in the darkness, to this extent that you will think that something's walking around, crawling around, an insect or a scorpion or something maybe poisonous. In the light you can see these things, but in the darkness you can't see anything. So life turns upside down, and everybody agrees with this. And what caused this? The darkness caused this. So what we realize is that darkness is ajeeb. It is different. Everything that's real, it turns different, and the right thing goes to the left and left goes to the right, and we can't see. And if the food is salty and you want sugar, the sugar comes into the mouth. Or if you want sugar, then salt comes into the mouth. So this is a small example of the electricity goes. So my brothers, with this experience, a great lesson is learnt, and the Quran explains this. That when an individual loses the light in the heart, because there's light in the heart, isn't there? There is light in the heart, and everything, the system of life runs with that. So when the bulb fuses in the heart, the bulb fuses, the light diminishes or eliminates and is lost, then his hal becomes the same. Now we're talking about the physical life experience, that darkness spoils things. So when the light of the heart ends, then what happens? Darkness comes. When darkness comes, the same feeling that I told you, right and left, we don't realize what's right and wrong. And Allah Ta'ala says here, إِلَّا ظَنَّ أَن يَتَبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ. That when darkness comes, then what happens? إِلَّا ظَنَّ. Allah Ta'ala says, أَن يَتَبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ. That when the person was looking for something from his hands and there's darkness, and when the darkness in the heart comes, then the deen of a person, it goes into this darkness, into this area where he considers haram as halal and haram. A bad thing is considered good and a good thing is considered bad. Everything, أَيَّتَّبِعُونَ, Allah Ta'ala says, that everything that he is following is based on what? إِلَّا ظَنَّ. According to his thoughts and opinions. Or that maybe this is that thing I'm looking for. And he starts to follow his desires and he's drowned in his thoughts and opinions and the asal deen disappears. So this is very clear that Allah Ta'ala explained that when a person comes into this situation, that haram and halal, Allah Ta'ala says that he doesn't know the difference, not drinking or eating, haram and halal with regards to the ahkams that Allah Ta'ala has given. The orders that Allah Ta'ala has given, those things that Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from, those actions that Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from and leave, we have no importance for that. We don't care. And those actions Allah Ta'ala said, don't do, we start doing. And those where Allah says, do these, and we don't do them. And whatever we feel like doing from our hearts, we do. And after that, a person starts to follow his desires and says, oh, this is too hard, this is difficult, what can I do? So this position Allah Ta'ala mentions, which people do this? In those whose, in whose hearts there's darkness. Allah Ta'ala says it clearly. إِن يَتَبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. Allah Ta'ala says that these people, they go astray. And then Allah says, وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And a person then follows conjectures and they do nothing but guess. They themselves do nothing but guess. They follow their own laws and principles and desires. Just like in the darkness, we're looking out and we grab all the things. Oh, this will be all right. I'll take this. Oh, I was looking for something else, but I'll take this. And our thoughts are lost. In the same way, when there's darkness in the heart and the light in the heart ends, then Allah Ta'ala says that person's life becomes like this. And may this not happen, not occur. Because Allah says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala says, those people who live on the earth, they will but lead thee astray from the path of Allah. And they follow but other people's conjectures or their feelings and opinions. And when a person dies, he'll understand that, what life was I living? What was my situation? I was in darkness. Why didn't I understand when Allah Ta'ala was explaining to me? No. Why was I following my dhan, my opinions and own understanding? Allah Ta'ala give me clear guidance in the Quran, in the statements of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the ahkams that reached to us, Quran was there morning and evening, we would recite it. And the people would tell us, they would tell us, this is haram, this is halal. Those who wanted us to understand, they would explain to us what is lawful, what is unlawful. This is right, this is wrong. People would explain to us, leave this is wrong, this is good. And what would happen then? إِن يَتَبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ. But due to darkness, we couldn't understand that what was good for us and what was bad for us. We couldn't or didn't want to understand. For example, in darkness, we don't know what we're touching. An insect, a scorpion, it will bite us. It will react. So a person goes into darkness who doesn't know anything halal and haram, and he's carrying on in life. So Allah Ta'ala is warning, giving us admonishment that you are on the wrong path. You are following the path of darkness. Allah, what is the darkness of the heart and what is the light of the heart? So Allah Ta'ala says that when such a condition arises, then don't be satisfied with that situation. Whatever you are doing at that time is wrong. For example, with your hands, if you reach out and you strike your hand out and you hit the wrong thing, Allah Ta'ala says, then everything will be wrong at that time when you follow your opinions, and it will give you loss because you are following your dhan, you are following your opinion and your own understanding. It's not in the light of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, put the light on. Put the light on, O foolish people. Why are you living the life of darkness? So very important point comes here, that two decisions, when a person's following the life of his own desires and opinions and he is satisfied with the life which is against the Quran and Hadith, and his nafs says you are fine and correct, then the Quran says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. This individual is following his desires and understanding, he's become a jahil. Understand, your aql at that time is wrong. It's giving you the wrong answer, the wrong guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that put the light on, follow the light, the guidance. Put the light into your heart. What is the light? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar, Allah says, do my dhikr. Remember me. Allah says, in the hadith we learn, what is the light of the heart? Say it loudly. The dhikr of Allah. Such a beautiful solution. Allah Ta'ala says that when you start to follow your desires and opinion in the dunya, and people do this and you see that they're following their desires, and if somebody says, I want to come on the right path, what is the light he will put on? What is the bulb that he will have to install? The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. And when a person touches the light, brings in the light, and light comes into the heart, then it's totally like a person's in the darkness, he's running around, suddenly light comes in, and all of the clarity comes in. Then with speed we'll run around, and we'll make tea, and we'll see all of the items and the resources we need. And as soon as the light comes into the heart, subhanAllah, that insan suddenly wakes up, he leaves haram, he goes towards halal, and he starts to understand the orders of Allah, he leaves the sins, he leaves darkness, and the sins become like scorpions for him, insects. Creepy crawlies. And these two differences you'll see in life. You'll see two people in the world. Two different types of people. And the Quran says that two people you will see. When you see two people, then consider that the light has gone out. There's a blackout. When you see that there's, you're following your desires and opinions and following the path of darkness, then you are without the light of guidance. But when you see a person following Quran and Hadith, whatever Allah Ta'ala says leave, he leaves. And he sees the light is on. How can I go towards the scorpion or the insects or the dangerous animals? So Allah Ta'ala has put the light of dhikr into that person's heart. When the light comes into the heart, then he realizes the difference between halal and haram, right or wrong. That's why the dhakareen who do dhikr with an honest heart, inshallah, the light, the first thing that comes into the life is they save themselves from haram. They leave unlawful actions. So if 4 hours I sit in front of somebody and he says to me, oh, this is wrong, follow the sunnah, do this, yes, I'll do this. And after that he carries on the same action. With the same action. Doesn't matter how hard you try with that person and you open up the pages of the Quran and tell him, the Quran saying this, etc. But that person will do the same action, following the desires. He will carry on with the same actions. إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. They'll do nothing but guess, nothing but follow desires, because there's darkness inside and he doesn't understand what words you're saying, what Gita you're reciting, or Quran, or Injil. You can give examples, this qawm, this nation happened, this was the hal, this is good. But as soon as he goes to Wali of Allah, and in his heart he pays attention and leaves the darkness and does the dhikr of Allah, suddenly the light will come on. And you say, Allah, Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he starts to love so much, he says, I can't leave this action. Oh, he'll be stuck in a trap. Oh, no, we don't want to be trapped. We don't want to be stuck. No, I have to follow the laws and the orders of Allah because I need to become that person who Allah Ta'ala likes. So then the person's following the light. So you've left the dark, you've come to the light. So these are two different types of people. And the third, a foolish person totally. He understands everything that's being said. They understand, but still they don't want to follow the guidance. They understand, they realize, they're totally foolish. They understand, yes, this is correct, the dhikr is beneficial, we should do it, but still that person's not coming to the line, it's not coming to the path, still going towards wrong. And this third group is the ajib qawm. One is those who don't understand, they don't want to understand, they're running towards Jahannam. Secondly, those people who understand that dhikr is a good thing, and we understand this, and in our hearts is darkness, and they don't practice, the third grouping, and they don't still want to practice. So what tariqah methodology Allah Ta'ala has used in the Quran to explain to us that save yourselves from Jahannam, whose fuel is man and stones. Men and stones. And nobody will be saving you from the fire. Allah Ta'ala says that you will be drowned in the desires of the heart. The dhikr of Allah is a great action. It's a powerful action. It opens the eyes of a person's heart. And look, here in the room there's darkness. And you put the 40 watt bulb, then you'll see a bit of light. But even then, there'll be a bit of dimness. You put a 200 watt bulb, then even the smallest of insects, you will see everything. Even the little speck of dust and the spot. And the dhikr of Allah is the same. Allah says, don't do dhikr. Dhikran kathira. Allah says, do dhikr in high quantity. Install a high wattage bulb. High wattage. That everything you will see clearly at that time. And you will, if you see a bit of mud, bit of a splash, then you will pick up your clothes. Be careful going around the splash and the mud, because I don't want to fall into the pond or into the water. I don't want to get trapped here or slip. And you say, oh, but the person who's following the low wattage bulb is still a little bit of darkness, dimness. You say, no, there's no sin here. Nothing wrong here. Clearly in the Quran it has been explained that don't do this action. Allah is displeased. And he carries on following the sins. And what are you saying to me? I don't have to do this. What generation are you speaking about? I can't see anything wrong. Oh, leave this. We don't have to do this. And so much a person, because he doesn't know what's happening in the darkness, can't see. So the greater the wattage and the power of the bulb, Allah says, the more kathir you do the dhikr of Allah, inshallah. Allah says, the small sins, you will see them as big and high as the mountains. Wah, say subhanallah. How a person becomes a great individual. And this was the situation of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of radiyallahu anhum. Sahabi said in hadith that in our day and age, the deeds that you consider as minor today, we would consider those as sins as high as the mountains, as bad actions, because subhanallah, their hearts had spent time in the blessed sohbat, connection, and company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had a direct connection, that even the Sahaba Karam, despite the fact that there was a darkness around them, but the wattage, the strength of the hearts, the Siddiq and Abdullah bin Zubair and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, their hearts were illuminated, strong. They had the Sohbat al-Nabi, the company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and until Qiyamah, nobody's hearts could absorb a higher wattage of light. Why? Because they had spent time in the company, the Sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And small sins, so-called, they would consider as mountains. And today, even if sins are equivalent to the mountains, we say, no, it's a small hand. There's nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with this. Look at the example the Quran is giving to us in the name of Allah, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has explained clearly here. And we go further. And then Allah Ta'ala says a beautiful example Allah Ta'ala gives due to the barakah, due to His blessings. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, fine, eat. And whatever you say my name upon, eat that item. Allah Ta'ala explains here. Allah is mentioning clearly that whatever you see that you give my name before you do that action, that take my name, if you take my name before something, then you can consume that item. Allah Ta'ala says clearly that start with my name. For example, if I cook and present in front of you nice lamb meat, kebabs, and a dish, I present it to you and I decorate it nicely, heat it, and the bread from the tandoor I present to you, Hazrat, eat this. Take this. And the Quran gives us this example. Oh, take this, Hazrat. I've made this meat for you. This is lamb meat for you. Please, you will like this. And I've made the kofte that according to your taste and kebabs. And I've put spices in this. Please, eat this. And at that time, you are hungry. Everyone's example given to you. Your taste, the food's cooked to your taste. It's tasty, delicious, it looks good. And you are hungry at that time. You come forward and the smell, there's masala and spices and everything is there. You come forward. You want to eat this food. And then the person is telling you, but be careful. Be careful. This is not halal. This is not halal. The name of Allah has not been mentioned on this. Will you eat that food? Tell me the truth. Doesn't matter how weak you are. How weak. Then at that time, if that food comes by force into your hand, it will be so difficult to take it out of your hands. Because for example, Allah Ta'ala says that if you are good, you will seem like poison to you. Allah says that if my name is not mentioned on that food, then for you it will be difficult to consume that, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned a beautiful point here. That those people, in kuntum bi ayatina mu'minin. Allah Ta'ala says that there's a big sign here. If you have aqal and you understand that from here, you can understand everything Allah Ta'ala says. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is saying clearly here that this point, إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that, would you eat this? For example, Allah Ta'ala says that if I say to you that Allah Ta'ala's name has not been mentioned on this, that eat of that over which the name of Allah has been mentioned, if you are believers in His revelations. And if by chance, if you eat that item, musal, that Allah's name was mentioned, you'll feel like vomiting. Oh, it's haram, Allah's name wasn't mentioned on this, and you want to take it out of your stomach. This is the difference, isn't it? The Quran says this, that إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِ مُؤْمِنِينَ فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرُ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, this is that same animal. How should you not eat of that over which the name of Allah has not been mentioned? Allah has explained to you. Allah says, eat of that over which the name of Allah has been mentioned if you are believers in His revelations. Allah Ta'ala says, that if you mention my name and you slaughter the animal, Allah says, if you don't, then how will you eat that food? That you might take its lungs or its liver or its kidney or its meat or its brain or other parts. Allah says, you will leave nothing if the name of Allah has been mentioned. Allah says, you'll eat the feet. What's the difference? That cook that was that meat that was cooked and Allah's name wasn't mentioned and you didn't eat it. Why? Because the second example is where Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned. Allah says that is this aql? Has your aql not allowed you this example for you to be understood? So if the name of Allah is not mentioned, then the whole condition of that sheep or that goat changes. Allah says, when my name changes, then in every ruh, in every strand, the condition of that item is changed. Because Allah Ta'ala's name has been mentioned. Allah says, such a big camel. Allah gives an example. Sacrifice time will come. And then the neck of the camel will be cut. And the stomach will be cut. And the feet. Allah says, what's the need that you should lie down? You could shoot it with the bullets and eat it. Isn't it? But Allah Ta'ala says, mention, فَاكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُ بِآيَاتِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Such a big camel. Look at its head. its neck, its feet, its stomach. All you have to say is Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. With the name of Allah, and what will happen? That from the head to the feet, everything will be full of nur and light with the name of Allah. And so blessed, the barakah animal, you'll give it a name, you'll eat its kebabs and its meat and its different portions. Allah says, don't you understand that once you mention my name, such a big camel from top to bottom, all of it becomes tasty and enjoyable to eat and acceptable. On one camel, Allah's name you have mentioned. Allah said that a small chicken, you mention the name of Allah and you slaughter it. So Allah says that when you say my name, then will it not have an effect on you? Soon as you say Allah, then every strand of your body will be full of nur. Wadhkur isma, Allah says. Wadhkur isma Allah. That Allah says that you don't say my name, then how can you take that item? Allah has given an example. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ. Allah says, so how can you not say my name and then take my name and eat over the food? So Allah says, if you mention my name and you do my dhikr, will the light not come in your heart? Will the nur not come in your heart? Allah says, oh foolish person, my name is so full of barakah that if a person is saying the name of Allah over an animal and there's nur and blessedness, so if you say your name in my heart, if you say my name in your heart, Allah says, then so much barakah will come into life. Every hair, every strand of your life will be full of nur. The Allah says that the fire of Jahannam will become haram for you. The person who does the dhikr of Allah, the fire of Jahannam cannot consume his flesh. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So should we leave dhikr? Should we leave Allah's remembrance? Am I inviting you to my name, to myself? No. In reality, that we are in extreme darkness today, and Allah has given a beautiful invitation that look, when you see yourself immersed in sins, in a bad scenario, and the manners towards between halal and haram, you don't have that, and you say, I'm lazy, I try, Allah says, you're giving loss to your own self. You're giving loss to yourself, you're doing dhulm with your own self, oh foolish people, you're making excuses. So who are you making excuses for? Don't you know the actions that you're carrying out, that you are consuming haram, you are wasting your time, opportunities to attain reward for thereafter? How can you be satisfied and happy? Allah says, why do you make excuses with your nafs? Allah says, I'm telling you something for your benefit, that in the akhirah you will have danger. Try to understand that you are losing out. Allah says, understand you are in the darkness of life. The scorpions, everything you've considered as good for you, Allah says, it's better that you wake up and that thing that you are lacking, the darkness inside you, the light is blown out. Go to the wali of Allah and in the name, in your heart, do the dhikr of Allah and learn the dhikr of Allah and do dhikr of Allah kathiran kathira. Then Allah says that if the light has not come into your life that you consider halal and haram and you don't understand the camps of Allah, don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says that don't just think I'm doing dhikr. That Allah says, what is the result of your dhikr? Maybe there's a big thing lacking that you're doing dhikr with riya. There's no light in your life. And many bulbs there are of wattage from different companies that you install them. They're poor. They're not manufactured from a good company. And they are bulbs. They are new. But you install them and they blow straight away. The filament blows. Sometimes it happens. Oh, bring the bulb or bring a tube. And he brings a tube. And I say that, what kind of rubbish tube have you bought here? That it hasn't come on. I can't see the light. Bring another light. Bring another bulb. He brings another one. Then that's fused. Tell me. So what does this mean here? I said that I put the tube on, you didn't bring the correct tube. So the dhikr that mean you're doing, if it doesn't give us a light that we can distinguish between halal and haram, we can't understand the ahkams of Allah, then we have to consider that tube light is not working. So there's something lacking in your dhikr. There's a riya or the dunya you're showing off, you don't have ikhlas. So if you want to do dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, then do dhikr totally with ikhlas, say my name. Once in your life you say my name with ikhlas, Allah says your whole body will be full of nur and light, so much barakah. And one camel, Allah Ta'ala says, if you mention my name and you slaughter that camel, then his whole body becomes blessed. Everything of it becomes parkless, is pure. Everything that you eat, you go cow, buffalo, camel, whichever animal. So much darkness we are in at the moment. We are accepting the life of darkness and we don't take heed and our life is running with speed. Let's do one action. Accept that we are wrong. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Is it hard? We should accept that we are doing wrong. We're not doing amal on the Quran. We are doing the wrong actions. And after that, then accept and then try, take the tasbih, remember Allah, do dhikr of Allah, and you'll be promoted in the dunya and the akhirah, inshallah, and you won't need to go back. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take you towards the loss. So two things we have earned today, learned today, understood today. Those same people sin, those people in the darkness and the wrong actions who break the ahkams of Allah, those same people do the wrong actions who are in darkness. were in darkness, whose hearts they are living in darkness. So it's better for those people, they wake up, come to the light, bring the light to God, and through what action? The dhikr of Allah, ismi dhat. And then, for doing the dhikr of Allah, what do we need? We need the right dhikr with ikhlas, sincerity. So we realize when you're doing the dhikr, we should realize the light is coming, nur is coming, and it tells us this is haram, this is unlawful, this is not acceptable, this is not permissible. And when this comes, this feeling comes, condition comes, then consider your dhikr is successful and your dhikr is going in the right direction, your life is being made. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do His dhikr. And the more effort we make, it is not enough. It is not enough, because today is the generation of darkness. And we are all immersed and drowned in extreme darkness. So morning and evening, take dhikr of Allah. And always do the dhikr of Allah 24 hours a day. Mention Allah Ta'ala's name in your heart. Consider, think of Allah's name in your heart 24 hours a day. Fitna is raining down from the heavens, just like rain comes down from the heavens and it goes. Fitnas go and they stick to our hearts. So if we're busy in dhikr of Allah, then no fitna will stick to our hearts. It will not adhere to our hearts. No fitna, no challenge, no sin, no problem. Otherwise, you can leave your house as pious with the car keys. You sit in the car and you haven't even gone 2 feet and you're turning the steering wheel and the fitna start to descend in your heart. You start to see a woman or another person. You see a person, he tells you something of old, and suddenly the car starts to drive towards the fitna, because the fitnas are raining down. We are in a bad generation. And then the tariqah to ward this off is that always we should be paying attention to our heart and make your heart practice so much that always you're concentrating, your heart is saying Allah, 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 Allah. Not your tongue, but your heart is saying Allah, 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 Subhanallah. Allah says there's a guarantee, no fitna will come near to you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.